Tired of paying that high cable or satellite service bill every month? Or what about paying for multiple streaming services and have to switch between apps to get everything you want? Brad's Home Entertainment has your solution. All your networks, weather, news, sports, and entertainment in one box. Pay yearly programming and it breaks down to as little as $35 per month. Thousands of channels at your fingertips. That's at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad. Call or come by to see for yourself. 877-492-0700 or bigboxbrad.com.
Is your health in the hands of true experts? At Baxter Health, their nationally recognized vascular surgeons, Dr. Heath Broussard, Dr. Kent Noctegal, and Dr. Nestor Arita, are leading the way in cutting-edge vascular and endovascular surgery. Their team is dedicated to providing high-quality, compassionate care, specializing in the latest endovascular techniques to treat complex blood vessel conditions. Ask your primary care for a referral to the Baxter Health Heart and Vascular Clinic, or call 870-508-3200 to schedule your appointment. Baxter Health, compassionate care beyond measure.
Todd Gilbert Insurance is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Todd Gilbert Insurance is your local independent insurance agency offering insurance from a variety of competitive markets tailored to insure your home, auto, life, health, and business. With 10 licensed insurance agents representing more than 25 different insurance companies, Todd Gilbert Insurance can competitively quote your risk to find the best coverage for the best price while consistently outperforming its competition. Todd Gilbert Insurance, large enough to serve, small enough to care. Good luck, Rhett, and go Bombers!
And we welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7 and the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube. Central Heating and Cooling, where comfort exceeds expectations. Matt Sharp being joined by, actually at the broadcast position, by Mountain Home Girls Coach Dell Leonard, as we'll look over some of our numbers in a little bit. Dell, appreciate you joining us this afternoon off your 64-41 win over Heritage that last night. Congratulations on that victory.
Thank you. Appreciate it. It's nice to be at home. I wish that we'd probably played a little bit more of a grinder. I think we need four complete quarters of just having to really grind. We've had some of those. I mean, you can't get everything you wish for.
Yeah.
I mean, but this close to conference. But also the other side of it is a lot of kids got to play when you have a JV game and a varsity game, and all of our kids got minutes, so that was good.
You know, I know you just said you know you wish you could have had a more of a full game grinder, but that's got to be also a little bit of a plus, knowing that you could have played a little better in the first half, and then you really think things really picked up for you guys in the third quarter.
Yeah, Coach Husky and I, offensively, we're starting to click a little bit better. Didn't think we took a bad shot. Would like to finish a little bit better, but you can't. I mean, I even heard you say it during the broadcast last night that can't get upset about taking good shots.
Right.
You know, if they don't go in, they don't go in. Nobody means to miss them.
Exactly.
But you got to be pretty excited about five people working together to get a teammate open. The thing that I was more irritated with was, turning it on and off like a water faucet with the defensive intensity. And they got a little bit of a reminder at halftime, and I think we came out and played defense like we should.
Absolutely. Well, Gail, you have a few days before you guys get ready to host the Atlas Asphalt Basketball Tournament Thursday against Rector. As far as what a day's plan, and then try to take some little bit of time off for the holiday?
We got practice tomorrow at 2, which is our typical routine. But then we're going to take 3 days in a row off. I think the kids have earned that. I think their families and their parents have earned that. And you got to do it anyway. I mean, it's a AAA rule now. But
right.
You can break it up however you want. But we like to do just, hey, let's just take, the 23rd, 24th, and then Christmas Day off the 25th. We're going to come back the morning before the tournament. We'll start putting in our game plan and our prep for Rector tomorrow. And then we'll carry over, with our walk through the 26th. And then there you go. You're going three games in a row. It's like a state tournament prep, and you got to do your job.
And it's a great event, and we encourage anyone to come out and see some great basketball for those 3 days.
A lot of good teams on both brackets. I think there's potentially two state champions come on the girls' bracket. Could be three or four. Same on the boys' side.
Absolutely. Well, Dell, again, congratulations on the win last night, and I wish you and your team Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate you and everybody at KTLO. Wish everybody a Merry Christmas, and hopefully Coach Fulcher and Coach Morris and these boys will get them a W today.
Absolutely. Thanks, Dale.
Thank you.
That was the Mount Tome girls coach, Dale Leonard. We're going to take another break here on the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. Right now it is Mount Tome leading Fair Grove 28-20. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
Farmers and Merchants Bank joins you in cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. Hi, I'm Tracy Adams, a commercial loan expert. And just like the Bombers, I know it takes a great team to care for all your financial needs. Working as a team to help you reach your goals is the perfect game plan for success. Visit Farmers and Merchants Bank next to Hickory Park, and I'll be happy to help you find the right loan for your future. Remember, Farmers and Merchants Bank is in your corner, and always, go Bombers! Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass, and Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Discover the smile you've always wanted at North Arkansas Dental Group. They're your go-to, family-friendly dental experts, ensuring your oral health is their top priority. Open Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Fridays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. They make dental care convenient for your busy schedule. Experience state-of-the-art facilities at their new location, 2338 Highway 62 West. From routine checkups to cosmetic dentistry, their skilled team is dedicated to providing personalized and comfortable care for all. Schedule your appointment today and let them brighten your smile.
We welcome you back to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Class Kits 101.7 and the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube. Central Heating and Cooling, where comfort exceeds expectations. Right now, Mount Tome leading Fair Grove 28-20 at halftime here at the North Arkansas College Water War Shootout in Harrison. Looking over some of the numbers, right now Mount Tome's leading scorer is Ryder McLean with 10 points, 7 so far for Red Gilbert, 6 for Jackson Corp, 3 for Tyler Podwoski, and 2 for Blaine Tate. For Fair Grove, leading the way is Spencer Seeger with 7, 5 so far for Brock Boatwright, and 2 each for Kyle Winterberg, Kellen Kirkpatrick, Bryden Baxter, and also Kellen Lair. This game has had 2 ties, but no lead changes. Right now, Mount Tome out rebounding Fair Grove by a count of 16-10. Turnovers are pretty even. Mount Tome with 5 and Fair Grove with 6. And I definitely like the number where Mount Tome is out rebounding Fair Grove.
Yeah, that's been, I wouldn't say out of the ordinary, but you know, I think Josh and Brad are kind of in that mindset, Josh Fulcher and Brad Morris, that if they can kind of keep it close on the glass, you know, they might get out rebounded by one or two, but they keep it close. They like their chances against pretty much anybody. I think Nettleton, they just got obliterated on the boards, and it was still a 9-10 point game late. So yeah. if they can keep that rebounding number close or even be in the positive in that, they're in good shape.
Well, that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We're going to take one more break, come back, and get the second half started in just a moment. Mount Tome leads Fair Grove 28-20. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
This holiday season, make Jeans Good as New Consignment Shop your go-to for all things merry and bright. From cozy winter wear like coats, scarves, and boots to festive holiday sweaters, they have everything you need to keep the entire family warm and stylish without spending a fortune. Decorate your home with holiday treasures and find unique gifts that are as memorable as the season itself. Give a gift that's sure to wow. Stop by and make this season sparkle at Jeans Good as New, 718 Church Street, right off the square in Mountain Home.